Okay, so yesterday we started going through the second major sugya on Chavzayin Amar Aleph, the sugya of Psul Rasha. So we had a fundamental agreement and a fundamental machlokas. There was a fundamental agreement between Abaye and Rava that if you have a mumar ochel nevelus l'tayavon, that then he's definitely going to be pasul le'edus. But then we had a machlokas Abaye and Rava, mumar ochel nevelus l'hachis, whether he's going to be pasul le'edus, where Abaye says pasul, Rava says kosher, because Abaye holds any kind of rasha's pasul le'edus, Rava holds only a rasha de chamas is pasul le'edus. So we're discussing the concept of any kind of rasha who violates having a chayiv malchus or worse, and what exactly is the definition of Chayiv Malkus or worse? What if there's a technicality that gets you out of the Chayiv Malkus? So we went through much of that yesterday. I told you I put on the Mar Mekomos, so just give a sort of watered down version of a Mar Mekomos packet, to take a look at the Rashash on the Rashi. Let's see, where's the Rashash? Rashash in the newer Gemaras is together with all the other Mefarshim. It's in the Otzer Mefarshim. So, the Rashash. Yeah, on Rashi, Kivan Mishum Mamon Ka'avid. Right, that since he was doing it l'shem mamon, so that's Rashi says that's why he's considered Rasha d'chamas, that the guy is going to be eating the nevela l'teyavon because it's cheaper than eating kosher meat, so that's why he's going to eat the nevela l'teyavon. So zakt Rashash mashma. So again, the Gemara says two things: ochel nevela l'achas, ochel nevela l'teyavon. L'achas, we know what that means. L'achas means that you're doing it because you hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you dafka are trying to violate the Avera. You're getting nothing out of violating the Avera other than the fact that you want to violate the Avera. That's Lahachis. L'teyavon, the way Rashi touches it up, is that you're doing it to save money, that it's cheaper to buy Nevela meat than it is to buy Kasher meat. But that, we mentioned yesterday, that leaves open a whole middle ground, a whole different possibility. A person might eat non-kosher food not to save money, nor because he hates HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is trying to rebel, but simply because, what's the other possibility? It's delicious. He likes it. It's the most tasty available food. If it's the most tasty, and that fits the translation of L'teyavon very well. L'teyavon means he likes it. It's good. It's a taiva. It has nothing to do with money. So where does that fit? Is that called the Mumar Ochel Nevelus L'teyavon, where he's a Rasha D'chamas? It's nothing to do with money. So is that called the Rasha D'chamas? Or would you say, no, that's already in the category of lahachis, even though he's not doing anything lahachis? So says the Rashash, mashma demeino ochel rak hecha deino motze klal de'etera kosher. Sounds like if he only eats treif meat when there's no kosher meat available. So it's not money that drives him, but nor is it lahachis. He's doing it for a good reason, because he doesn't have any other meat available. So then he's still going to be kosher le'edus. Why? Because he's not a rasha d'chamas. V'tamua, but that's so strange, says Rashash. Mekam komus b'shas, pirush emeinu motzi da'atera, ayin reishchulin va'odav l'go b'te'avon gufei. So he says, two problems I have over here. First of all, throughout Shas we find that the definition of l'te'avon is that when you can't find kosher meat, you eat treif meat. That is the definition of l'te'avon. And yet Rashi over here is saying, no, l'te'avon is only if you save money. What do you mean it's only if you save money? Throughout all of Shas, at the beginning of Chulin, we assume the Te'avon means because it's Geshmak, and it's the only available meat you have. And that's why you're going to eat it. And furthermore, he says, Lif l'gu b'te'avon gufei. We have a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. We have an agreement between Abaye and Rava when you eat to save money. When you eat Nevelis to save money, everyone's in agreement that you're possible. Where do they argue? So the Gemara goes, oh, where do they argue? Mumarach Nevelis Lahachis. But if there's another example of a case of L'teyavon where they argue, so why Mimerchak Tavi Lachma? Why are we bringing a case that's so far off from the case that they agree? It's always better to pick to demonstrate the argument in a case that's much closer to the case that they agree. So the case that they agree is Mumar ochel nevelos l'teyavon when it's to save money. Here you have another case that they agree. Ochel nevelos l'teyavon, not to save money, but just because it's more geschmack, it's more delicious. So why don't we use that as the example? It's a very stark akasha. If Rashi, if this diuk in Rashi is correct, that l'tavon means only when you save money, so why don't we use the case where you're just eating it because that's what's available, that's what's delicious to you, use that as the example. So says the Rashash, v'dochak lomer, de'be'eino motzei klal gamla abaye kosher. Very difficult to say that Abaye would agree in a case where there's no kosher meat available, that would be kosher le'edus. That even Abaye would say that's kosher le'edus. That everyone would say that he's kosher le'edus. So you can't say that we didn't choose that case of argument because they don't argue in that case. Because in fact they would argue in that case. Very difficult to say that Abaye would hold his kosher. What's the Avamina? Abaye holds everybody's puzzle, no? Abaye holds Ochel Nevelos, Lahachas is puzzle, because you're Russia. He also holds a Russia, the Chamas is puzzle. So what's the Havamina? But he would hold that if you're Ochel Nevelos, not Lahachas, and not for money, but just because you like it, that would make you kosher. Why does he hold the Ochel Nevelos, Lahachas is puzzle? He's in Russia. What's the definition of Russia? You do something, you chayv Malkus or worse. Let's say I eat nevela because I really want meat and there's no kosher meat available. Am I chayv malchus? Absolutely. Right? So there's no havamina that Abaye would say that you're kosher in that case. You're a Russia. So of course you're postulated. You're a Russia in that case. So I'm not sure why the Rashash felt the need to address this. To say, oh, and it's dochak to say that Abaye would hold kosher in this case. Of course Abaye is not going to hold kosher in this case. You're a Russia. You're at least a Russia in this case. Very, very strange. But at the end of the day, he says, it turns out that the diuk from Rashi here is very sharp. So he says, Miloshon Arifa Rosh She'etakti Le'el Mashma Gamkein Da'afilu Einu Motzei Klal Pasul De'kemosha Taivus Habasar Maviraso Adas Kein Taviraso Chemdas Hamamon. So he says, if the other option is to say that Rashi is wrong, to go with the other Rishonim. He says, if you look at the Rif and you look at the Rush carefully, they say that Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Teavon is not only a case where you're doing it to save money, it's doing it where it's even if it's not to save money, it's just out of Taiva. That's called L'Teavon. That a person is willing to compromise his principles out of Taiva. It doesn't have to be about money. It could even be out of Taiva. Now, if you look at, on the side of the page, the Rabbeinu Chananel, in the Gemaras, so on the side of the page, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Mumar ochel nevelos l'teavon klomar, ochel nevelo l'teavon achilas basar." What does that mean? You ate nevela. Rashi says, "What does l'teavon mean? Taivas mamon, chemdas mamon." Says Rabbeinu Chananel, "No, l'teavon means l'teavon achilas basar. You like meat. That's why you ate nevela." Which is clearly against Rashi, which would mean that would be a case where everyone would hold pasul. That if it's your taivas that got to you, you definitely pasul le'edus. Now, why does Rashi say it's about mamon? Why does Rashi say it's about mamon? It makes le'teavon always means it's just about taivas. So why would Rashi disagree with that? Why would Rashi say it's about mamon? So what's the difference between L'Teavon and L'Hachas then? Right? I mean, why is it that L'Hachas is going to be a Machlokas and L'Teavon is going to be Kasher? And L'Teavon is definitely impossible. Not only that, the Gemara assumes that Ochel Nevelos L'Teavon is a Rasha de Chamas. Well, Chamas usually is associated with money. Right? So if it's to save money, okay, granted, Chamas is usually associated with stealing money. So Rashi is willing to take one leap. That, okay, it doesn't have to be stealing, it could just be saving money, we'll still call you Rasha D'Chamas. But to then take a further leap and say that even if it's just any taiva, it's not taiva's mom, it's any taiva in the world, that's also Rasha D'Chamas, that's hard. But Rabbeinu Chananel is, and the Rif and the Rush are pulled in the other direction. Why would a L'Teavon mean something different here than it does in all of Shas? And if L'Teavon over here means only about Mammon, the Rashash is conscious. If L'Teavon over here is only about Mammon, what would you do about a case where you just have it because you like meat? Good. So that is a fundamental disagreement between the various Rishonim over here. So we said Abai holds when it comes to a mumarach levil slahachis, your rasha, Torah says you're not allowed to have a rasha as an aid. So I put in these marmakamas, take a look at the Nimuke Yosef. Nimuke Yosef, so the pages of the Rif. Says the Nimuke Yosef. I don't know if I give the right Dibur Maschil, but says the Nimuke Yosef. L'teyavar and daf heim and veis b'dapei arif. Right? L'teyavar and divir akol pasul. D'kivan d'mishum mamon ka'avid. T'ashchich b'zul mida'a teira. Havale rasha d'chamas. Upasala edus. And why is it that Umumarochal Nevelos is pasal Luteavon? Umumarochal Nevelos Luteavon is pasal, according to everybody, because you're doing it for money, and you could find it cheaper, so that makes you a Rasha de Hamas, and mainly you're pasal Leedus. Okay. That is the same as Rashi. Right, that he assumes that you're doing it to save money, and that therefore makes you pasul le'edus. One second, there was something else I was looking for. Next Nimuke Yosef. Shvua Shav, right? What is the definition of Shvua Shav? Al amud shal even shu shal zahav. You say that an amud shal even is really gold. V'yat l'gav delav rasha d'chamasu, even though that would not be a rasha d'chamas. V'talmuda pasul ka'abaye, d'lo be'in a rasha d'chamas. Abaye, right, and we pass in the Gemara like Abaye that any Rasha is possible, even a non-Rasha d'chamas. Lavi taima mishum the Abaye lavi taima mishum da avera ka avidhu, el taima da Abaye mishum da Rasha hu. Rachmana pasul le edus tuchsev al tashas Rasha aid. Avul bi alma b'shari surim de lo shayich edus da afilu eidechud kasher bam va afilu isha lekel mifsalei. So what's he saying? The psul of Rasha doesn't make you a liar. The psul of Rasha makes you a psul of aid. Those are very different things. Why doesn't the psul of what's the difference between a liar and a psul of aid? So a psul of aid would just mean it's a technicality. It's like an isha, like a karov. Technicality, you're not kasher le'edus. A liar would be somebody who can't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. Let's say you have a situation where you can trust something less than edus, where you don't need edus to be permitted to trust something. Are you allowed to trust somebody who's a Rasha? Who would be defined as a Rasha? So says the Nimuke Yosef, yes. The psul of Rasha is not a chashash that a person is going to be telling a lie. The psul of Rasha, so what would be such an example? So he says, anything that an Erechel is believed, like edus isha, to testify that a woman's husband died. So anyone, an Eid Echad, even an Isha, is believed about that. So Psule Eidus are believed about that. Liars would not be believed about that. So someone who's a Rasha would be believed to say that a woman's husband died. When it comes to there we go, silence him. When it comes to Rasha de Hamas, presumably the issue is that the issue is chashash mashaker, that he's going to lie, that he would do anything for money, he would lie for money. So again, Nimuke Yosef says Abayu pasels mum lahachis for edus, even though he's not a Rasha de Hamas, is not because since he's choshed to be over in Avero, we have to be choshed that he's going to be made sheker. Rather, it's a kaseris hakasuf to pasel him because he's a Rasha. Al tashas Rasha aid. And what about Rava? Rava who says that mum lahachis mum lachon velsachis is kosher edus. So and only a Rasha de Hamas is pasel edus. It's because he holds the psul of Rasha is only chashash mashaker. And we only have to worry about a Rasha de Hamas lying. You wouldn't have to worry about anybody else lying. That is that's how we would explain Rava. So says the Nimuke Yosef, according to this, since he's not chashu to be Meshaker, he'd be Neman for Eidus Isha or something like that. Now, that is Nimuka Yosef's understanding of the Machlok Zabai and Rava. That what it really boils down to is the Psul Rasha, is it a Psul Chashash Meshaker? Remember, that was one of the Chakirus. Is it a Psul Chashash Meshaker? Or is it a technicality that he's Psul? If you say that it's Psul Chashash Meshaker, so you can only say he's Psul in the case where we're actually concerned that he's going to lie. Namely, where we see that he compromises his principles for money. But if you hold the psul is not chashash meshaker, that it's just a technicality, that it's a gzeres hakasuv, so then you hold like Abaye, that even if a guy is just a rasha, that he violates averos, that he's going to be pasul le'edos. Good, that is the way Nemuka Yosef understands. Now, Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, Os Tezvav, asks that it comes out that according to Rava, a rasha to Hamas is edos is not going to be pasul be'etzem, a rasha to Hamas is only going to be pasul mishumwat. Chashash Meshaker, right? According to Rava, the way Nimuka Yosef analyzes it, Chashash Meshaker, the Rosh Hashanah is only going to be Pasul Mishum Chashash Meshaker. Now, why is it then we say that when it comes to a Mumar L'Teavon, everyone would agree that he's Pasul? The implication is that he's Pasul for all Eduyos. We say in the Braisa, Gazlanim, Malvei Beribis are Pasul. Sounds like they're Pasul for all Eduyos. But if you're going to say that it's going like Rava, and the psul is only chashash meshaker, we shouldn't pasul him for all eduyos. Why? Because if the concern is chashash meshaker, then there are certain cases where you know that you don't have to be worried that the guy's going to lie. Meaning, let's say you have a situation as follows: other edim come and testify to be mechayiv somebody, right? These edim come and they testify to be mezaka the person. That he shouldn't be chayiv, so he should be mekabel the reidus. Because how could it be? Because what it turns out is, how could you be mechayiv a guy when there's a chance that their testimony is true? I mean, chashash meshaker means what? That we think they might be lying, and therefore we can't trust them to make a major action based on their words, because they might be lying. Chashash meshaker doesn't mean we know that they're lying. I mean, they might be lying. If you catch them, then you catch them lying, you know that they're lying. Chashash Meshaker means we think they might be lying. Says Minchas Chinuch, if the reason that a Rosh of the Chavis is possible is that it's a Chashash Meshaker, we think he's lying, so what if you have Eidim who are Rosh of the Chavis that aren't coming to be Mechayiv somebody, they're coming to be Mezakeh somebody? So if they're trying to be mechayiv somebody, I understand, we think they're lying, so we can't be mechayiv based on the reidus. The reidus is not accepted. But what if other eidim came to be mechayiv? These eidim are coming to be mezakeh. So it would turn out, if we're not sure, then we should listen to them, be choshesh for what they're saying, and be mezakeh the person. And yet nowhere does the Gemara say that Rosh HaDechamas is going to be accepted as Eidos to be Mezakeh somebody. If it's Chashash Meshach, we should accept them. So that's why the Minchas Chinuch rejects, just outright rejects, the understanding of the Nemukah Yosef. It says it can't be that Rosh HaDechamas is Mishum Chashash Meshach. It has to be that everybody is Gzeres HaKasuv Pasul Le'ed. That there is no Chashash Meshaker to work with over here. Good. Now, Achronim point out that you could bring rayas from many Rishonim against the Nemukah Yosef's understanding of Abaye. Again, Nemukah Yosef understands that according to Abaye, the Psul of Rasha is nothing to do with Chashash Meshaker is Gzeres HaKasuv. Rosh HaDechamas is Chashash Meshaker. So, Achronim bring rayas from several Rishonim that Abaye would say that even a psul of Rasha that's not a Rosh HaDechamas is Mishum Chashash Meshaker. Like the exact opposite of Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch wanted to prove that even a Rosh HaDechamas is not because of Chashash Meshaker. Because if it were for Chashash Meshaker, then you should accept them to be mezakeh somebody. There are several rayas that, according to Abaye, even a Rasha, not a Rasha to Hamas, a Rasha would be pasul mishum chashash meshaker, not gzeres hakasuv. One raya is the lashon of the Rambam, in Hilchos Eidos Perek Yudalid Halacha Hey. The Rambam writes, someone who sides on a shtar and then he becomes a gazlan, we have to be choshesh that the date on the shtar is incorrect. Meaning, let's say a guy signs on a shtar. Shtar says January 1st. And on February 1st, he steals. So you say, oh, okay, no problem. The shtar says January 1st, so he signed on while he was still a kosher aid. Says the Rambam, that's only if you know that the date is accurate. If you have witnesses that the date is actually accurate. Otherwise, he became a gazlan on February 1st. It could be on February 2nd. He wrote a shtar and dated it January 1st. After all, the guy's a gazlan. Says the Rambam, Lashon of the Rambam is critical over here. Shapasul ba'avera chashud l'zayif. If a guy is pasul ba'avera, he's chashud l'zayif. What does that tell you? Ram holds a guy is pasul because he doesn't have avera. He's a rasha. Pasul ba'avera is another word for, it's code word for psul rasha. Why is he not believed? Chashud l'zayif. He's chashud that he would forge a shtar, which means not exeris hakasuv. Chashash Meshaker. See, I'm almost explicit in the Rambam. Also, we have a Tosfos over here, Dibur Maschel Mai, where the Gemara tried to bring a Raya. The Gemara tried to bring a Raya that people who violate Isurim of Shavuos, even non-money related, are Pasula Edus. Because it said Shavuos in the plural, so we assumed Bein Shavuos Mamon, Bein Shavuos Shav, it would make you pasul, which is a raya against Rava. It's a raya to Abaye. That even a Rasha who doesn't violate monetary issues, he violated a Shavuah issue, would still be pasul Eidos. And the Gemara said, no, Shavuos means only Shavuos Mamon issues. It's not about Shavuos Shav. But says Tosos, my Shavuos Shavuos the Alma, we're assuming in the Havamina, when we're asking the Kasha, I'm sorry, in the Teretz, the Gemara says, Shavuos means, Shavuos the Alma means many people's monetary Shavuos. So, Frecht Tosfos, Tema, Leisiv Abaye L'Rava Abaye, who holds that a Rasha is Pasoleidos, even a non-Rasha de Hamas, is Pasoleidos, should ask on Rava, Miperekol Anishbayit, from the Gemara Masechet Shavuos. When the other guy, who's really the one that's chayiv in taking a shavua, is someone who cannot take a shavua because he's chashur on a shavua, so then you take a shavua and you can take the item from him instead of him being taking a shavua and becoming potter. You take the shavua and you can take it from him. And the Gemara over there wants to say that even if he's chashur on shavua shav, he's not allowed to take a shavua about mamon. Alma lo bin rashi d'chamas. Bigo d'chashur on shavua shav d'ra'al shemayim chashanami, shavua mamon d'ra'al shemayim avirah l'briyos. The implication clearly being in that Gemara, that if someone has violated shavua shav, we now will not even trust him to testify about money, to swear about money. So Abaye should say to Rava, look right here. You see that someone who violates something that's purely ritual, religious in nature, and is not about money, it's not about stealing from anybody, we're not going to trust him even on monetary issues, because a guy takes a shvur shav is chasha to lie to take a shvur shav, which is a purely ritual issue. It's not a money issue. If I take a shvur, this desk is made out of gold, that's purely ritual. So why wouldn't you believe me about money? So you see that if you're chashur on a ritual issue, on a religious issue, you're possible for money, that should be a riot to Abaye, that even a guy who's stam a Rasha is possible for Eidus Mamon. That's Sosa's Kasha. But does this Kasha make sense? If you say like the Numka Yosef, that even Abaye only passels of Russia because of Gzeres HaKasuv, not because of Chashash Meshaker. So the Gzeres HaKasuv is where? Where do you have a Gzeres HaKasuv that a Russia is disqualified from? What? What's a Russia disqualified from? Eidos. Altashas Russia aid. There's no Gzeres HaKasuv that a Russia is disqualified from a Shavua. Who's disqualified from swearing about money? Someone you think might be lying. There's no such gzeiras hakasa that a rush is disqualified from a shvua. So the whole kasha tells doesn't make sense. Because even according to Abaye, the kasha, I mean, Tulsa is asking, Abaye should have brought this as a raya brura that he's right and Rav is wrong. Not really. Even according to Abaye, why would a guy who violated shvua shav not be allowed to do shvus mamon, not be trusted for shvus mamon? Bish lama, when you violate something, some isra in the Torah, you can't do eidos, because there's a custom that a rush is not allowed to be an aid. But Abaye is going to have a very hard time explaining someone who violates shvus shav, why shouldn't he be allowed to take a shvus mamon? What did he do wrong? Yeah, he did an avera. Who says that he's chashud to be mishaken? Abaye holds, if Nemuka Yosef is right, Abaye holds that when you do an avera that you're chayv malchus for, we don't assume you're a liar. We assume you're an avaria, not a liar. And there's a gzeres hakasav, you can't be an aid. There's no gzeres hakasav, you can't take a shvua. There's no gzeres hakasav that you're a liar. It's just a gzeres hakasav, you can't be an aid. So he says this is another raya that Tosos is assuming, at least, or another raya from Rishonim, that at least Tosos over here assumes that the psul, according to Abaye, of a Rasha is chashash mishaken. It's not just time gzeres hakasav. If it were because of gzeres hakasav, then the kasha Tosos says Abaye should ask a Rav is really a kasha on himself. The fact that he doesn't, Tosos doesn't, thinks that this is a kasha only Abaye would ask on Rav, and that Abaye wouldn't ask on himself, is a raya that Abaye must hold that a Rasha, psul Rasha, is chashash mishaker. Once it's chashash mishaker, now I understand very well why Abaye is going to ask this on Rav and not on himself. Because what's the kasha? How could the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara assume someone violates Shavuos Shav right away? They've not trusted on a Shavuos Mamon. So Abaye will say, Lididi, it's good. If you hold that someone who doesn't have Aver like Shavuos Shav is Chashash Meshaker, then it's good. Why is he not trusted on Mamon? Because he's a liar. But Lidi Dach Rava, that you hold that someone who does all the Averis in the world is still Kasha Leidus, so you should be Kasha for Shavuos also. That Kasha makes sense. But if you say like the Nemuka Yosef, that even Abaye, who holds that someone does all the Averis in the world, that it makes him a Rasha, but it doesn't make him a liar. And a Rasha, there's a din that he's possible Eidos, but there's no din that he's possible Shvua. So even Abaye is going to have a hard time explaining why is someone who violated Shvua Shav not allowed to take a Shvua's Mamon. He's not a liar. He's just a Rasha. Who said a Rasha can't take a Shvua's Mamon? A Rasha can't be an aid. Who said he can't take a Shvua's Mamon? So this Tosos, the catch of Tosos, is a raya that the Mukha Yosef is wrong. That Tosos disagrees with the Mukha Yosef. That Abaye holds that the psul of Rasha is a psul of Chashash Meshaker, not a psul of, like the Mukha Yosef would say, of Xeris HaKasav. Another raya that the Balei Tosos disagree with the Mukha Yosef is Tosos Yanachav Vavam Beis, and we spent some time in this Tosos, I think. Remember, Tosos had the question, the Gemara had said, the bottom Tosos Chavav and Beis, the Gemara said that if someone's Chashra al Arayus is Chashra al Eidus. Right? So, Frek Tosos, Tema, Maishna, Meochum, the Vesel Teavon, and Plunder, Varan, the Son of the Psul, and Eidus. The guy is Chashra al Arayus, Chashra al Eidus. Why does a person do Arayus? Because there's a great taiva for it. It's enjoyable. Why does a person eat Nevelus Lateavon? It's right there in the word, Lateavon, because it's enjoyable. So we say, that guy is Pasuleidus, according to everybody. Yet, some is Chashal Arayos, Kashuleidus. Why? It's the same Nakuda. They're both doing it Mishum Taiva. Now, obviously, Rashi would never ask this Kasha, because Rashi holds Mumarach Levels Teavon doesn't mean Mishum Taiva. Rashi understands it means Mishum what? For Mamon. It's only because you want money. So Rashi would never ask this kasha, but Tosfos asked this kasha. Now, what's the difference between Mumarach Levels LeTeavon and the Chashar Al Arayos? So it says Tosfos in the second answer. Remember, we had a wild answer of Tosfos. So second answer, Inami at the end of Tosfos, the four lines in the end. Hacham Yishum Di Yitzro Tokfo Vlo Damu LeNevela VeGam LeRaviya Deleka Yitzro Tokfo Kol Kach Kabal Be'erva. There is some taiva to eat nevela, but the taiva for arayos is much, much bigger. So we're going to pasul a guy who gives in to a weak taiva, we're not going to passel a guy who gives in to a very strong taiva, right? Now, what does that mean? Does that mean a guy who does arayos is not a rasha? Ah, he's not really such a rasha if he does arayos. Prove to me that if a guy does arayos, or give me a svara or a proof, if a guy does arayos, that we do consider him a rasha. What do we do to somebody who does arayos? A guy sleeps with his mother or with an eshes ish. Chayv misa. We don't give that as like a mitzvah note. Right? Chayv misa because he's a rasha. So what's the svara of Yitzro Tokfo? Because Yitzro Tokfo, that's why he did it, and therefore there's no psal rasha all of a sudden. Because Yitzro Tokfo? There's no psal rasha. Why should we know psal rasha? Elamai. What isn't there? It's not that there's no psal rasha. It's that we don't assume just because he did this avera that he would do the avera of lying also. Of lying under oath. It's much less of a taiva to lie under oath. When he gives in to only very big taivas, it doesn't mean he's necessarily going to lie as an aid. But what's the underlying assumption of Tosos? That since this avera was takiful of Yitzro B'Yoser, such a terrible Yitzro Hara, so we don't see that we have no indication that he's going to lie. What's the whole concern then about the Rasha? It's not that Xer Sakosov, he's a Rasha. No, because the guy who does Arayos is also a Rasha. Misham, you know, he's also a Rasha. So what's the whole psul of Rasha? Is that a concern of lying. Why is it that when a guy does Arayos, we're not concerned he's going to lie? Because, okay, it was Yitzro Tokfo, a big Yitzro Hara. But you see, Tosos is working with the assumption that it's all about lying, that it's all about that the whole issue is about whether the person is going to tell a lie or not going to tell a lie. So that's another raya. It's another raya against that Rishonim hold not like the Nimuka Yosef. Now the truth is that raya is not the strongest raya, because one could taina that Tosos speaking within the Shitas Rava. He's asking from Mumarach Levels L'Teyavon. Mumarach Levels L'Teyavon is for sure a Rasha Duchamas, and Rasha Duchamas is for sure Mishum Chashash Meshaker. So it's not necessarily a raya against the Nemukah Yosef's understanding of Abaye's Och Levels L'Hachis. So it's not necessarily the strongest raya, but okay. That's what the Achronim bring. Let's see the Gemara a little bit weiter. So we'll make a small ha'aras in the Gemara as we go. Meisvei. Right, that's what we're up to. Meisvei. So second try to prove one way or the other in this machlok sabai rav about mumarach level sahachis. So al tashas rasha aid, al tashas chamas aid. Elu gazlan and malve ribios. That you're not allowed to have someone who does chamas as an aid. Who is that? Those are gazlan and malve ribios. Whoa, so what do you see? Al Tashos Rosh Ha'ed, the Brisa defines very clearly as people who do monetary indiscretions, not people who do other indiscretions. Tiyufta da Abaye, Tiyufta. It's a real Tiyufta and Abaye. Skip down to 10 lines before the end of the page. Last run line is Vehilchasa. What are the next 2 words afterwards, Vehilchasa? Kavase da Abaye. So the Gemara asks, right after that, Vaha Itosav. Wait a second, we added Tiyufta on Abaye. Yeah, but we could answer that Tiyufta, because maybe that Braisa that we asked on Abaye is only going with the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, which we'll get into what that means a little bit later. But fundamentally, you probably are all familiar with a rule regarding Tiyuftas. You ever hear any rules regarding Tiyuftas? When do we paskin, like, when can we paskin against the Tiyufta? When can we not paskin against the Tiyufta?
It's Tiyufta.
Good. Right, we were always taught in 5th grade or 7th grade or 11th grade or whatever, somewhere along the line, shana bet, whatever, that when it says tiyufta once, so then, okay, then it's negotiable. When it says tiyufta to somebody, tiyufta, non-negotiable. Then it's set in stone. So What do you have over here? Tiyufta da Abaye tiyufta. 10 lines later, Hilchsa gavase da Abaye. So all of our 5th grade Rebbes are liars. So no, 5th grade Rebbes aren't liars because they took it from Rashbam. So Rashbam in Bab Basra daf nun gimel in beis. The Rashbam says that whenever it says tiyufta pamachas, only one tiyufta, could be that the halacha is like the shita that is itosav that we ask the tiyufta on. When it says tiyufta diploni tiyufta, double tiyufta, then the halacha is never like that. So tzarchin, what's going on over here? This Rashbam is against this Gemara. Zok the Maritzchius. Maritzchius in Brachas, Taf Chav Gimel and Beis. I forgot to put it in the Marmakomas. It says Maritzchius in Brachas, Chav Gimel and Beis. It could be that when we say a double Tiyufta, you're not going to paskin that way. That means that the Rishonim can't paskin again, like a Shita that has been Tiyufta Tiyuftud in the Gemara. It has been double Tiyuftud in the Gemara. But the Gemara itself can still back out on the double tiyufta. Just that Rishonim should never paskin like a shita that's been double tiyufta. Very logical distinction. Over here it's not Rishonim, it's the Gemara itself that says Hilchsa Vaseid Abaye. The problem is the following. If you have a single tiyufta in the Gemara, so you have only one tiyufta in the Gemara, so why are Rishonim allowed to paskin like a shita that's itosav in the Gemara? I mean, what's implicit in the Maritz Chayus is if there's one tiyufta against the shita in the Gemara, then we can paskin that way. If there's one tiyufta in the Gemara, isn't the Gemara saying that we reject that shita? So why are Rishonim allowed to say we'll go against that tiyufta? Unless the way you understand that Rashbam is that when the Gemara only puts one tiyufta is more like... It's more like when it says only one tiyufta, it's ki'ilu, it's saying there is an answer to this question, we're just not sharing it right now. Whereas tiyufta is saying we really don't know an answer and therefore it's our maskana. You have to say something like that. But you should just realize that the Maritz Chayus was sensitive to this problem. Fine, so we have this double tiyufta. Now the Gemara says third possibility to try to bring a raya one way or the other in the Machlokas Abaye and Rava. So the first two possibilities, first one was a kasha on Rava. And Rava answered, no, it's all about Mama. Second one was a kasha on Abaye. And the Gemara said, yeah, it's taka, a good kasha on Abaye. Third one is not a kasha on either Shita. It's just saying that it's a Machlokas Tanaim, that both Abaye and Rava are already predated by Tanaim, who already had this Machlokas. Nemo kitanai aids om impossible to call it a cool divra mayor of Yosiam Rabbendavar Mumurum, Shuzum Dinum Fashos, Luzum Dinum Mumurus, Kashal Dinum Fashos. What if a guy became an aid zomim on Dine Mumurus? Is he possible to be made about anything? Or is he only possible to be made about money issues, but Nefashos issues? We're not going to assume he's going to lie about that. So Rameir holds that even if you just became an aid zomim about Mumurus issues, we're not going to believe you about nefashos issues. Right, that's Rav Meir. It's possible to call it Torah Kula. But Rabbi Yossi would say, if you're an Neid Zomim about mamonis issues, we'll still believe you about nefashos issues. So says Gemara, so Nema Abaye Krav Meir Verava Krav Yossi. Why Abaye Krav Meir Damaram Rina Mikul L'chumra? Abaye will assume like Rav Meir that will assume that if a guy is willing to compromise his principles in a lesser Avera, we have to be choshesh that he's going to be willing to compromise his principles in a more serious Avera also. So testifying falsely about money is a lesser Avera. Testifying falsely about nefashos is a more serious Avera. So we assume we'll compromise principles across the board. And Rava would say like Rabbi Yossi, no, only if he's compromising his principles in a more serious area will we pass them across the board. But if he's compromising his principles in a lesser area, we're not going to assume the worst. So says the Gemara, so it's a machlokas amarayim. The machlokas amarayim is a machlokas tanaim already. So Gemara rejects it. Lo, aliba de Rabbi Yossi kuliyam lo pligi. Interesting. According to Rabbi Yossi, both Abaye and Rava would agree that Rabbi Yossi would say Mikula l'chomer lo amrina. That someone who becomes pasul on a lower level is on a smaller thing is not necessarily going to be pasul on a bigger thing. Which means, both Abaye and Rava will understand Rabbi Yossi that if a person is a Rasha, he's not necessarily pasul eidus mamon. Being a Rasha is a lesser Avera than lying about a monetary case. Why is being a Rasha lesser Avera than lying about a monetary case? The Rashi already points out. Because when you're a Rasha, you're Ra La Hashem. When you lie about a monetary case, you're Ra La Hashem and Ra Labrios. So being a Rasha is, everyone would agree, Rabbi Yossi would hold that being a Rasha will not passel you for a monetary case. Ki pligi alib de Rabbi Meir. Or will not passel you for Eidos, right? Ki pligi alib de Rabbi Meir. They're arguing within Rabbi Meir. Abaye k'Rab Meir. Abaye is straight up exactly like Rabbi Meir. That mekula l'chumra amrinon. That even when you are chashed to violate something lesser, we're still gonna disqualify you for something more. And Rava would say, no, I can't look around the Gabe Zomim de Mamon, the Rala Shrim Vrala Brios. Rameir only holds the Shita by an Eid Zomim de Mamon where you were very evil. You were bad Takarish Baruch Hu and bad Labrios. Avalach the Rala Shrim and Rala Brios low. When it comes to a guy who was only Rala Shrim, not Rala Brios, then he won't be accepted. So it turns out he won't be possible. So it turns out that the machlokas Abaye and Rava is how to understand Shitas Rav Meir. That everyone rejects Rabbi Yossi anyway. So the whole machlokas is how to understand Shitas Rav Meir. No, what we're saying now is that everyone agrees what Rabbi Yossi would hold, but it's not germane to the halacha. Because they're arguing within Shitas Rav Meir. So when they argue La Halacha, they're arguing what Rav Meir would say. Which leads us to the question, what do you mean they're arguing what Rav Meir would say? We should pass like Rav Yossi anyway. We generally pass like Rav Yossi against Rav Meir. That's the Gemara asked that in the next line. Anyway, you should pass like Rav Yossi. If everyone agrees what Rav Yossi says, everyone should agree. Elamai, for some reason, we're not going to pass like Rav Yossi, we're going to pass like Rav Meir, and they disagree what Rav Meir, in fact, would say over here. So one thing you need to think about going forward is what really is the Machlok Sabai and Rava? We're saying two totally different things over here. We started off the Gemara by saying the Machlok Sabai and Rava is about the definition of the word Rasha in the Pasuk. So it's about what the Pasuk means when it says Rasha. Now what are we saying? Totally different story. The Machlok Sabai and Rava is when you are Ra L'Shamayim and Ra L'Brios, right, this whole thing, what do we consider you Ra for? Do we assume that just because you're Ra L'Shamayim and Ra L'Brios that you're going to be Ra, right, just because you're Ra L'Brios you're going to be Ra L'Shamayim also? Nothing to do with the Pasuk, it's all Svara based all of a sudden. So that's an issue that definitely needs to be dealt with, yeah. That's a major issue. We have to deal with that as well. So we'll have to deal with that as well. So, Lina there, that's what tomorrow's for. Okay.